Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for Thanksgiving week 2025 just passed. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just celebrated its 50th year of serving campers last year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of the year. Camp Courageous had a little situation this past week, which I wanted to report about today. Many of you remember last year, Santa had problems with his sleigh. And so our good friend Mike Dietmeyer from Weber Stone said, hey, we can helicopter Santa from the North Pole to Camp Courageous for all the campers to enjoy him. And that is exactly what happened. Well, this year, you know, Monday and Tuesday, when we had hundreds of campers out here to celebrate the holidays with us, it was all fogged in. We could not helicopter Santa in. And Eloise Dennis, our dear friend Eloise, an honorary board member, had just given Camp Courageous a new sleigh just so Santa could get here easier. So it ends up that our good friends at the Monticello Volunteer Fire Department said, hey, we'll get Santa out to Camp Courageous and it'll all be good. So Santa came out here in a fire truck and we had hundreds of campers all excited. They're all outside and cheering Santa on. And then out of the blue, the Grinch came in the sleigh that Eloise had given us. He had stolen that. And he went up to Santa, stole all the gifts for all the campers, and he was getting away with it. And he was just having the time of his life. And then all of a sudden, our good friends at the Monticello Police Department came out here, lights going, everything going. They ended up capturing the Grinch. And the Grinch all of a sudden realized how unfortunate this whole situation was. He went over and apologized to Santa, gave all the gifts back, and all the campers had tons of gifts for the event. A near disaster turned out to be a wonderful time for hundreds of campers that came from all over the area. And I'm just going to mention a few of those schools. A number of private individuals with the Down Syndrome Association came out, Prairie Point Middle School, Prairie High School, all the schools at Prairie, Central Community up in Alcater, Mount Vernon Middle School, North Lynn Elementary, Washington High School, Wapsie Valley, Dubuque Senior High, Springville Schools, Marion Schools, Epworth, Piasta, Dyersville, Maquoketa, Central City, El Burnett, Cascade, and Monticello, of course, and the list goes on and on. Had a wonderful time on Monday with all the younger campers, and then we had the adults out on Tuesday, another big turnout, where we had a Prairie Transitional Program. Linmar was out, RIM was out, Cedar Rapids Schools Transition was out. We had MYEP, Advancement Services, Marion Milestones, Hills and Dales up in Dubuque, Delaware County Community Life, Area Residential Care, Dubuque Options from throughout the area, Systems, and so many other groups. Each year, this is a favorite time here at Camp Courageous. Melanie Curley from Wapsie Valley Schools wrote, "Today was awesome. My kids had a blast. I appreciate the time slots for seeing Santa. It helped all of us." And so once again, a big thank you to all those people that came out for our special holiday event here at Camp Courageous. The Monticello Parks and Rec are teaming up with Camp Courageous to host a community holiday party on December the 6th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon here at Camp Courageous at our Durgan Pavilion. Lots of fun. There's be a chance to get pictures taken with Santa, s'mores, just lots of activities. Once again, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, open to everyone. Our travel campers traveled to Camp Courageous for a Thanksgiving dinner filled with tons of food and then a lot of games and sitting back and enjoying each other's companies. Along with the campers were their parents and friends that came out for this special event. We're grateful to our good friends at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to have vending machines at Coleridge Mall. It's right outside the entrance to Target, and it's an opportunity to give to camp needed items from headlamps to you name it. It's there. Once again, it's a vending machine. It's called Giving Machine, right outside the Target store as you're walking through the mall at Coleridge Mall. Big announcement for our friends up at the Manchester Garage Sale, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. Everything is half off. Black Friday and Saturday, everything's half off. Once again, that's at the Manchester Garage Sale for Camp Courageous, and they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. And once again, a reminder, too, out here at Camp Courageous, starting on Monday, we have our winter sale going on in our main lodge, and we welcome you to come out and be a part of that. It's that time of the year. A reminder that we have dozens and dozens of locations for our fruitcake. You can go to our website at campcourageous.org and see all the locations here throughout the area. And, of course, they're available here at Camp Courageous also. Lost a couple of dear friends this past week. Our sympathy goes out to the family and friends of Jerry Farrell. He was 88 from Del Mar, active Lions Club member for over 40 years, and always brought out a huge group to Camp Courageous to do work. Also, our dear friend John Merrill, 73 from Bettendorf, passed away. John was affectionately referred to as an animal. He had the Guinness Book of World Records for sit-ups and all kinds of athletic events. Just a wonderful person. His wife, Katie, was a Bentler, Leroy Bentler, one of our first petroleum markers to come out here to camp back in 1981. Wonderful family. Our sympathy goes out to them. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.